Today is a day of many things, of many wonderful things. Of course, even though this is the Vigil Mass for Sunday in the Pauline Rite, there is no such thing in the Gregorian Rite. It is still Saturday, and it's first Saturday of the month. And this is a month dedicated to the precious blood of Jesus and Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It is also a day on which, by the graciousness of our bishops, those who come here and pray to this image of Our Lady of Fatima, which is reputed to be miraculous, you may obtain a plenary indulgence according to the other specifications of the law. It is also the feast of St. Maria Goretti. We have her first class relic in front of the icon of the precious blood over there on the side, little altar, the shrine, which I have put up for him and today for her. So when you go by, you may venerate from outside the sanctuary, of course. No one is allowed inside. The first class relic of St. Maria Goretti. St. Maria Goretti, who was canonized around the year 1950 in the Holy Year by Venerable Pope Pius XII, was hailed by him as one of the youngest saints, and definitely in modern times, and in particular in regards to the virtue of purity. For she resisted the seductions of an evil young man, and after repulsing him on several occasions, reminding him that it was a mortal sin, and that those who die in a state of mortal sin, remember that, will go straight to hell. No purgatory for them. And so he listened, but just scoffed at her. Well, after three or four times, he came at her again on this day and stabbed her 99 times, even though she refused him. But then he said, well, you will not have me, you will have my dagger. And the dagger he did give her. She lived for about a day. She forgave him, received all the sacraments. There was nothing that could be done. Her body and her organs were all pierced by the dagger. He was arrested. And when she died, she appeared to him in the dungeon immediately and said to him, I will be praying for you from heaven, so that you will be with me someday. And of course, what's important is she's already in heaven. Martyrdom is the only true and secure way to go to heaven without going to purgatory. So if you want to go straight to heaven, maybe you need to get martyred by somebody or other, not by me. So anyway, this is her day, and we celebrate her feast. In addition, we see these same readings, which of course recall to mind many of the facets of our faith, the dogmas of our faith. The heretics use this gospel as a way to deny the dogma of the perpetual virginity of the ever-Virgin Mother of God, Mary Immaculate. St. Mark, who was one of the people who was involved here, he too was one of our Lord's cousins. He was the brother of some of these. And of course, here we have James, not the greater, the lesser. Joseph, Judas, Thaddeus, of course, and Simon. Simon, who was the second bishop of Jerusalem. And then John Mark, who was one of their brothers. And of course, they were cousins of our Lord. We don't even know if they were first cousins, but they were cousins of our Lord. They were not brothers and sisters from the same womb. So to use the gospel to deny the truth of God is not only sacrilegious and very pernicious to God, but it is a sin against the Holy Spirit, which the Lord says, he who commits a sin against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven. So we need to pray for those people who hold these false teachings, who, as St. Paul says in his epistles, they have found for themselves new teachers having itching ears who cannot stand the truth. And these are the ones. But here we have, in a sort of backhanded way, the proclamation once again, as it is throughout the Gospels, throughout the whole Old Testament, and of course, all the teachings and the dogmas of the Church, of the perpetual virginity of the Mother of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so today, as we celebrate these many things of our faith, we look to the Blessed Mother on this first Saturday of the month of July, and once again, we make our prayers and our offerings to her, and we beseech her through her intercession to grant that at the end of our lives on earth, we may merit to be able to go to purgatory and then heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.